Hi there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues insider from The Athletic, joins us now on 101 ESPN. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, and happy opening day, everybody.
Happy opening day to you as well. What do you think the Cardinals are going to do in the Central?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great season, and I'm so glad that Jordan Montgomery hung out all offseason and waited for the deal that he could have got 4 months ago.
Yeah, I know. He could have been the first guy to sign. If Boris would have said, you're only getting 1 year and $25 million, he would have said, sign me up. Let's just do it now if that's all I can get.
I would love to be part of the conversation. There's got to be conversations over the years where one of those guys who waited to the last minute and then, you know, got off to a bad start, just went back and said, Scott, look, I get it. You're the king of this, but come on, this really didn't do me any favors. It'd be fun to hear one of those conversations.
No doubt about it.
Well, JR, we are, of course, looking for some sunshine and lollipops right now for the Blues as they finish out this last stretch of the season. What can they do at this point that could possibly help them make the playoffs?
Well, win the rest of them. I guess that would be the key there, but that would be sunshine and lollipops. And, hey, look, they've put themselves in a good position with this last stretch going, 6-1 before the loss to Vegas the other night. They played hard in that Vegas game. I mean, how many times did they hit the post, hit the crossbar? You know, that could have been a victory. And as I said in my story a couple days ago, admittedly, I would have written a story about these guys keep hanging around and they're making it interesting. But, you know, they didn't win that one. And, you know, Vegas gets a point the next night against Nashville. So it looks pretty tough, you know, down 6 with just 10 games to go. You know, I think that at this point you just play hard to the finish, see what happens, and hope that some of these young guys get some good experience.
And speaking of young guys, who steps up with the loss now of Oscar Sundquist? Who do you think is going to get some of that ice time?
Yeah, so it'll be Zach Dean, and that's assuming Zachary Bolduc will already be in the lineup. I'm assuming they'll go back to 12-6, 12-4 tonight against Calgary. So Bolduc, who's been in the lineup pretty regularly, should be back in. And then also Zach Dean is the guy who's going to get some Oscar Sundquist minutes. He's the guy who they got in the Ivan Barbashev trade. He played one game in Ottawa. I asked Drew Bannister about it yesterday. He said, first game, I thought he played pretty good. You know, the guy can skate. He likes to get up and down the ice, and I think that once we see some more of him, we'll get a better feel for what type of player he is, and we should see him tonight against the Flames.
JR, the NCAA hockey tournament starts tonight, and Minnesota will be on television on ESPNU at 7:30, in addition to the Blues game on Bally Sports, of course. Does it make sense now, if Jimmy Snuggerud's team should get eliminated tonight against Omaha, does it make any sense at all for the Blues to try to get him here before their regular season ends?
Well, first I got to ask you guys, know how the press box is at Enterprise Center. You got the Blues in front of you on the ice against the Calgary Flames and about 6 TVs behind you with that Minnesota game on tonight. I think I'm going to get a kink in my neck tonight trying to keep an eye on that Snuggerud game. But yeah, so it would be 9 games after tonight. Hypothetically, let's say everything came together inside of 24 hours and he was a Blue on Saturday with 9 games left on the season. You know, I could see where the Blues and Snuggerud might look at that and say, hey, even though it's going to burn 1 year of the 3 years on your entry-level deal, you can get some good experience there and know what to expect when you come back next season. But I can also see that, you know, this is a situation where he could come in and decide what he wants to do, perhaps go to Springfield, play on a tryout where he would not burn that 1 year. I don't know. I mean, 9 games is a good chunk of games, so I do think it could be beneficial. The player is going to want to play in the NHL. You know, if Snuggerud is going to make that decision to turn pro, it's going to want to play with the St. Louis Blues. And then, you know, big picture, what does the 1 year matter? It just means that if he does come out and produce in those next 2 years, it's going to be a bigger paycheck in that third year when it would have just been the final year of the 3 year entry level deal. So I can see both sides of it, but 9 games is a lot. I guess that's what I'm looking at.
JR, you have an article out right now that you just posted 2 hours ago on The Athletic where you kind of discuss some of the possibilities for this offseason, including if Army will buy out a contract, some of the players who may or may not be returning. I want to stick with that. Who are some players that you think might not be returning next season?
Yeah, so first what we tackled were the guys who were unrestricted free agents. So you're looking at Marco Scandella, you're looking at Kasperi Kapanen, Sammy Blay. You know, I think that there's a chance that Scandella could come back, but I think you have to let the situation play out with the defenseman. What's Doug Armstrong going to do with the top four? Is Perinovich coming back? What do they think about Tyler Tucker? When all that dust settles, you know, then you could make a decision if Marco Scandella is still available to bring him back. Kasperi Kapanen, Sammy Blay, I don't think so. I don't think those guys have done enough, and with the case of Blay, that he's been in the lineup enough to warrant coming back, even as a depth guy. Then you start, Brooke, I know that the person who wrote into the mailbag was probably asking beyond the unrestricted free agent. Like when you talk about the Nick Lettys, the Brandon Sods, you know, those types of guys, Torrey Krug, which of those guys may not be back? It's just a little bit too early to get into that conversation because we don't know what Doug Armstrong is going to do in terms of the direction. Are they going to continue to try to be competitive next year and be in that wild card conversation, or are they going to take a little bit of a further step back and kind of go with the younger guys and add some more assets? So we'll see, but a little bit too early in that conversation.
It's really tough. I want to go back to the Sundquist injury for just a moment, and maybe you can lay this out for in layman's terms, just what he means to this hockey team and this club, not just what he brings on the ice, but also off the ice.
A lot, Danny. As everybody knows, he is just the motor of this team. He has been, and listen, I can't think of a player other than David Perron, that's obvious, where he left and there was so much disappointment. And when Oscar Sundquist got traded to Detroit in that Nick Leddy deal, there were a lot of disappointed Blues fans. They were excited that he came back. He comes back this year. Look, he hasn't been healthy in a few years. He comes back, and up until he tears the knee ligament the other day, he's played every game and been healthy, but with the exception of the one healthy scratch. So I think that now you get an Oscar Sundquist coming back from an ACL. He's entering his early 30s. It's going to be tough to see that type of player. But big picture, to answer your question, he wants to help this retool. He wants to help these young players. And I think when he comes back, he's going to be able to do that.
Hey, JR, I want to go back because you know the buyout better than I do. I'm wondering, and it would cost a lot of cash for the Blues, but if they were to buy out a guy that's making $6.5 million for 3 or 4 more years, is that a sensible move? Is it worthwhile from a cap standpoint to make that sort of a move? How does the buyout work?
Yeah, so we addressed this in the mailbag today, and for anybody who has an Athletic subscription or wants to see it, I use Torrey Krug as the example, and I'll give you my conclusion first. I don't think it makes sense. I think it makes more sense to try to find a trade, even if you have to give up, you know, some assets. And here's how the buyout works. With Torrey Krug, he's got 3 more years left on his deal. As you mentioned, $6.5 million. He's owed $21 million more in the life of the contract. With the buyout, you owe the player 2/3 of that amount. So you owe Torrey Krug 14 of the $21 million remaining. So you're going to save $7 million if you do the buyout, Randy. And you have to pay that money double over the life of what's left of the contract. So instead of 3 years, you have doubled that time. So you have 6 years. So you're going to carry a cap hit of about $2.33 million on Torrey Krug for the next 6 years to pay off that $14 million that you owe him. I just don't see how it's worth it. I think that if there's a taker, like there apparently was with Philadelphia, perhaps you revisit that. It makes a lot more sense than to carry $2.5 million on your cap the next 6 years.
Makes sense. Thank you very much for simplifying that. And we love your work at The Athletic. Anything else? You know, as Brooke mentioned, you just had a new story come out. What's the next one up?
Yeah, we'll have part 2 of the mailbag coming up. And then obviously we want to pay attention to the rest of these games. And I know it's been a while. I know I promised you guys a Robert Thomas story at some point, but just working with the timing of that and when we should put it out there, maybe towards the end of the season or early off season, but we'll have something on your guys' guy, Robert Thomas.
Are you trying to catch up with Jimmy Snuggerud at all in the next week or two?
For sure. Yep, all over that. Got a feeler out with Jimmy Snuggerud for whenever he's making his decision and what he wants to to say about that decision. So depending on the outcome of tonight's game or this weekend and what happens with Jimmy Snugger, we'll also have him at the Athletic.
Happy Easter, sir, to you and yours.
You guys too, yeah. Opening day, Snuggerud, Easter, a lot going on here.
No doubt about it. Thank you, sir. See you later.
All right, see you guys.